Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Rachel McElroy was just 18 years old when she was sexually assaulted on the street outside a Cork nightclub. The attack was recorded and posted to social media by onlookers. Yesterday, 28-year-old Bagrat Kousievi of Albert Road in Cork City was convicted of two counts of sexual assault and was given a seven-year sentence for the attack. Well, Rachel waived her anonymity to speak about what happened and she joins me on the line now. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. I know you had quite the day yesterday and I'm sure it was a very tough experience to go through that, but you were very keen to speak out about what happened to you. Can we go back to that night? You were out with friends when the attack happened. Can you tell me how the night started off?
I went up to Cork to my friend's house and it was some of our first college night out and we decided to go out for the night. I was at my friend's house. We had a couple of drinks there before we headed into town. And whenever we got to the pub, me and my other friend then, we went up to the bar. We took a shot. We were dancing with the other girls then on the dance floor. And I went up to order a drink. But I don't remember actually ordering a drink or having another drink in my hand.
And what was the next thing that you remember?
Being in the guard station, getting my mouth swabbed.
Gosh, and you know now what happened in the intervening time because the bouncers at a nightclub in Cork called the guards.
Yeah. And it was all on CCTV as well.
Mm-hmm. And the bouncers had seen something suspicious.
Yeah, and they followed us and whenever they found us, they pulled our bag record save off me and kept held until the guards came.
When did you realise the full extent, Rachel, of what had happened?
Whenever I was like talking to the detectives and I seen some of the CCTV during the court.
And it was your mother, was it, who told you the full details of what had happened?
She told me what she could have told me and then through the process that's whenever like bits and pieces were coming.
I'm sure for you, and I know for the rest of us seeing and reading about what happened to you, one of the most devastating aspects of this was the fact that the case had been, or the attack rather, had been filmed. When did you realise, Rachel, that that had happened?
To be honest, I still don't think it has properly hit me yet, if you get me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just trying to move on with my life from it now. I went back to college and everything.
But you did say that, you know, it's hard to believe, isn't it, that people would stand and film something like that rather than trying to help you.
Yeah, I found it a bit disrespectful and an invasion of privacy.
Your attacker was given a seven-year sentence yesterday. How do you feel about that?
I feel a bit relieved from it. Like, I thought he would have only gotten an extra year or two.
Can you talk to me about the people who supported you through all of this? Because you said yesterday very clearly outside of court that if it wasn't for the support that you had, you wouldn't have felt able to come out and speak publicly about this. What led you to that decision, Rachel, where you made the call and you said, I am going to talk about this?
Well, if it helps at least one person out there, that's what I want. I want to let people know, like, it's okay to come forward and talk about it, because bottling it up, like, it's just hard. But, like, since I've been talking out to people and everything, it's like lifting a weight off my shoulders.
So you feel that it has definitely helped you?
Yeah.
Okay, how has your life been in the 2 years since the attack?
I did kind of go downhill after it happened for a couple of weeks. I kind of turned to drinking a bit. But then I went back to college last year and ever since I went back to college, it's helped me a lot.
And what are you studying?
I was studying makeup and special effects makeup.
I'm sure the case yesterday, the fact that the 7-year sentence was handed down, do you think that's going to help you in your recovery, Rachel?
Yeah, it's given me a lot of closure because he's behind bars and whenever he gets out, he's been deported back. So I know he's gone then, like.
And also for anyone listening, Rachel, there's an important message here, isn't there? That if you see some kind of behaviour that you might be suspicious of, and that message too goes to security services, to people who are working on the doors of nightclubs, they need to be aware of this sort of behaviour, what to look out for.
Yeah, I was so lucky to have 4 bouncers to come and help me and getting in contact with the Gardaí's.
Well, Rachel, we wish you well and thank you very much for talking to us this morning. We really appreciate it. And as you say yourself, if one person is helped by you speaking out, I'm sure you feel it will be worth it. That's Rachel McElroy. Let's take a break.